This is an encore presentation of Garden Sense. It is Garden Sense. I'm Rick Fowler. Yas Rosen is here. He is the proven professional. Over three decades of experience, he can answer any garden question you have. Right now, you can call 800-721-6003, 800-721-6003 on Garden Sense. And if it's an indoor plant problem you're having over the winter, maybe you're getting ready for the spring, thinking about fertilizing, thinking about maybe some new flowers, trees, shrubs in the backyard, well, if you have a question, now's the time to ask it. Don't make a mistake and then call him and ask him how to fix it in a couple of months.
Many calls are made too late.
That's right. So a little preventive maintenance here. 800-721-6003. And Mr. Yas, certain areas of the country you can get out and you can start fertilizing now, but in certain areas of the country you can't. So sort of how do you see the timing if somebody does want to get
Overall, if there are no laws or nothing like that, as soon as that cool weather grass kind of, the weather breaks, feed that tall fescue, feed the bluegrass. The sooner the better, because all that energy that will go to the roots, crowns, stolons, it doesn't go to the top and you mow it off 5 seconds later. It will go to the base. So you have a much better foundation for the summertime. So when you have a lot of roots, deep roots, then you have a drought-resistant lawn for the summertime. So make it as early as possible. There are some places or states where you have, like, say, for instance, in Maryland, I guess it's March the 1st that you can start, but do it as early as possible because it goes to the roots, and that's what you need. The more roots you have, the better you are for the summertime.
800-721-6003 is the number to reach us on Garden Sense, and I know we're going to have a busy morning, so any other things you want to get in terms of what people need to be doing, as you point out on your weekly to-do list, it's available at radiogardensense.com. Most important stuff, and then we're going to jump right to the calls because it's going to be busy today.
They should read those notes, you know, because we have to waste too much time on the show today. That's what I'm doing now, actually, but you know, go out, buy your supplies, get it down. And as soon as the weather breaks, like in New England, of course, it's kind of cold. But in Georgia, I mean, the daffodils are blooming already. And they grow tall fescue there too, not a lot. I mean, they grow more zoysia and Bermuda grass. But the hot weather grasses, you know, you don't feed till they're completely green. But the cool weather grasses, get them fed.
Betty is first up on Garden Sense today. What's your question, Betty?
My question concerns the vines growing up large trees, and the vines are very thick, and they're hairy. I can't distinguish them because there are no leaves.
If they're hairy, it's a hairy situation, because I don't know if you listened to us about a month ago. I was installing a birdhouse, climbed a tree, you know. I mean, I was risking my life. And then, of course, they're standing on top of the ladder with a heavy birdhouse or a bird nesting house there. And the only thing I could do is just push it away with my chin and my arm. And before you know, the next day, I had poison ivy all over the place.
That's the problem. How can I identify these thick vines?
I think you better have an expert look at it a little bit, because they're hairy, they're rough looking.
Yes.
I think it's best maybe to wait till they start sprouting out, and then you'll see that leaf that is kind of a little paler green than the surrounding. Right. They're a little kind of curled a little bit, and they're sweaty looking, and they're almost like they're not pointed like a maple leaf, they're more rounded. But I would just get somebody out there and knows what poison ivy is instead of experimenting.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Betty, thank you very much. 800-721-6003. RadioGardenSense.com is where you will find that weekly to-do list, since he refuses to talk about it this morning. You can go online at RadioGardenSense.com. Now you go on the homepage. It's a drop-down menu, and you will see Garden Tips, and that's where you will find the weekly to-do list. Now you can download that every week, and Hopefully you won't publish it as your own book.
You want to hear a little bit about it? It says here, do not use combination fertilizers because fertilizer, it needs food early, but it doesn't need a weed killer because it's too cold in most of our broadcast area. I'm not talking about Atlanta, but I'm talking about actually in Atlanta. You don't want to fertilize on the hot weather grasses, you know, the warm season grasses. So
it's like the zoysia. And
yeah, yeah. So the combinations don't work. I mean, they either waste one or the other one. So
that's a big deal. You've never been a fan of weed and feed.
No, absolutely not. Even if it would work, I mean, but they use the fertilizer. They use two ice melters in a bag, urea and K2O, and they act like it's fertilizer. And then you wonder why your lawn burns up. So never use wheat and feed. Always feed your lawn with turf trust. And then, don't, as I said earlier already, in a lot of places it's too cold to kill weeds. And Also, you know, don't treat wild onions because I get so many calls. People, you know, that happens probably like in the later part of March. People call and they say, oh, we got a bunch of holes in the grass and you need to put some grass seed down because they used Roundup to kill wild onions. You don't use Roundup to kill wild onions. Wild onions are easy to get rid of. You just wait till it's about 55, 60 degrees. Take some Weed Beater Ultra, spray it on there. Speed Zone, and they're gone in about 2 or 3 days. It's very easy to do. So, you know, if you don't know, call first.
Call 800-721-6003. Patrick did. What's going on, Patrick?
Yeah, hi. I was just, I moved into a new house, and I'm thinking about putting in some blueberry bushes, and I was wondering when the best time to do that is.
You do that as soon as possible now. Where do you live?
Springfield, Virginia.
Springfield, Virginia. Go ahead and, it's a nice weekend this weekend. So go to your garden center and get some blueberry bushes if they have them in stock. Normally, a lot of nurseries in your area, I guess they don't get stocked till maybe about the middle of March. But get out there as soon as you can.
Oh, okay. It's not too cold? I mean, it's
not. No. Get the northern blueberries, you know. Mix plenty of sphagnum peat moss with that soil when you plant them because they like a kind of a lowest pH. So, and sphagnum peat moss that comes in the bales, that pH is about 2.5, so they like it like that. And set them up a little bit because where you live, you have a lot of clay and it doesn't drain that well. And make sure you find a sunny location. And then feed them. I mean, after you plant them, water them down with Kickstart and then feed them with Garden Trust.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank
but go to your garden center already. And even if they don't have them, tell them to order certain types, I guess. You know, they do a little homework and then get all prepared. I mean, just don't just walk in there and then buy whatever you see. I mean, a lot of times they're the wrong types. You know, go to your garden center and tell them you want newer hybrids. And where you live, the northern varieties, I mean, they're all so southern varieties, you know, that is very important with fruit trees and berry bushes.
Go in there and know what you're doing and make them work for their money. 800-721.
Yeah, act like you know something that you listen to Garden Sense.
That's right. Wish I could do that. 800-721-6003, 800-721-6003. And you will know something if you spend some time at RadioGardenSense.com because there are instructional videos, downloadable PDF files with all the lawn information you need. Tomato recipe for 2017. Check that out. Everything you need is at RadioGardenSense.com. We have more of your calls coming up if you want to get in the queue. 800-721-6003 right now. 800-721-6003 on Garden Sense. Good time of the year to get an Earthway spreader, so you are prepared for the springtime, right? Do you like that 2100P with the balloon tires?
Yeah, I like the 2100P, but also, like, if you want to even be a bolder man, you know, you can get the 2150, and it has bigger tires, thicker handles, and it's just bigger, you know, and it's well-balanced. It's actually a professional model.
Does it have the little air suspension thing so you can jack it up an extra foot
like
if you want to?
It's not like your car. It's not like your car. But it's a lawn spreader. But now when it's getting colder, because every day here, every time you turn on the news, it's snowstorm here, snowstorm there. if you're a landscaper, you know, look at the Flex Select series. You know, those are those big spreaders, and you throw two or three bags of ice melter in there and then run up and down the parking lot. Or you can use the smaller earthway spreaders, you know, the 2100, for instance, you know, if you want to do the sidewalk. Today, the newer spreaders, they all have the side spread technology, so you can make it come out on one side and only spread to the right, and then turn around and spray again on the other side, so nothing will get on the lawn. So if you spread ice melters and you worry about spreading it on the lawn, those new spreaders have the edge guard devices and spreading parts on there that you won't spread it in places where you don't want it to spread. So you can go to roozensonline.com and they will put it in the UPS and then deliver it to your house without you coming out of your house. Rick should does stuff like that, I guess, you know.
Earthway.com.
Earthway.com is where all the models are listed.
A Garden Sense listener is a smart consumer, but sometimes there are just too many products and solutions to remember. So ask the experts at Rosen's Garden Center, roozensonline.com, or 800-721-6003. Then order everything you need directly, 800-721-6003, or online at roozensonline.com.
Feed your lawn with Turf Trust unique nutrient blend. Give your lawn everything it needs for a rapid recovery. Its controlled release formula spoon feeds your lawn with no nutrient runoff. Turf Trust is better for your lawn and the environment. Follow Yas and Rick's advice and feed your lawn with Turf Trust today. The results will amaze you. No other lawn fertilizer performs like Turf Trust. So accept no substitutes. Ask for Turf Trust at your local independent garden center or hardware store. To find a dealer in your area or to order online, go to rosensonline.com. That's roozensonline.com. Trust your lawn to Turf Trust, and your lawn will be the envy of the neighborhood. For more, visit rosensonline.com today. That's roozensonline.com. Feed your lawn with Turf Trust today.
Say, Yas, for people that like to garden indoors, they can actually do it year-round. And also, if they have a patio or a balcony, you've got the answer.
And it's Model 93, and that's a Master Garden Table. It's made out of a white cedar, naturally rot-resistant and insect-resistant wood, so it doesn't rot that easy. And it's about 3 feet wide, it's 4 feet long, and it's about 35 inches high. There's an accessory too. That's a cold frame. You can set it right over the on top of it. So if you live in a moderate climate, you know, you can grow vegetables year round or herbs. On the website, you can find it at the Brookstone House or Rosen's Online. Go to www.mastergardener.com.
On Garden Sense, happy to take your calls. All your spring gardening questions right now. 800-721-6003. Online, it's radiogardensense.com. Bob's next. What is your question on Garden Sense, Bob?
Hi. I really enjoy your show. It's very informative. I called last year because I have some apple trees, and they get a fungus or something off the cedars that are...
Yeah, it's apple cedar rusts.
That's it. And you instructed me to get mancozeb and put that in the fall and then in the springtime when
like in this early spring we use that liquid cop. If somebody still has that lime sulfur, you can use up the lime sulfur,
okay. But
it's not mate anymore. So you have to use that Monterey liquid cop before they sprout out, before they bloom.
Is it too early to start that?
It's going to be a nice weekend. So whenever it's dry and it's, I would say, above 50 degrees and there's no wind, go ahead and do it. Do a little pruning if you have to. Open them up, because an apple, you know, you need to take the center out and have the branches kind of point in maybe 45 degrees angles away from each other. And then, you know, open it up so some air moves through there, light can get in there, and that reduces a lot of the fungus too, because it, a lot of people have too many branches, too many sprouts on there, too many leaves, and then you end up with fungus. Also, you may want to either remove some of the wild cedars that are there. If they're unsightly, if they're pretty, I guess you may want to spray them. And spray them with the same liquid cop to kind of prevent that apple cedar rust. It's really, apple cedar rust starts spreading out to spores, like in the springtime when you have cool weather and you have a lot of rain in a road, and all of a sudden it's all over the place. And then, of course, you know, it drifts to your apple tree, and the next thing you know, you got apple cedar rust on your fruit.
Okay, I have the liquid cop, and I'll spray some this weekend.
Yeah, just spray it, and then, if you have the mango zap, while they bloom, you can spray them with the mango zap. Do it in the evening, and then after the small fruit starts forming, then you use the fruit tree spray, and maybe every third spray, add some liquid cop to it too again. But read the directions, how much to use for the when they're not dormant anymore, the amount. So always read the label instructions before you you know, start spraying, and stop about a month before harvest in general.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Okay, you're welcome. Appreciate it.
Bob, appreciate your call. 800-721-6003 to reach us on Garden Sense. RadioGardenSense.com. And I mention that often because during the week, if you're kind of wondering where to go to get garden information instead of just punching in garden on Google and ending up God knows where, just remember, RadioGardenSense.com. That's right. You could end up on some Russian gardening site.
That, yeah,
you
know, anywhere.
Who knows what you'd be sold over there? The vodka fertilizer. No, RadioGardenSense.com. Just remember that, and you won't have any problems. 800-721-6003. Call us now on Garden Sense. Terry, what's your question?
Oh, good morning. Okay, I have two Aloha roses, one on each side of an arch that I've built.
Yeah.
And I would like to know, What's the best plan for the next 2 months for my roses?
What kind of roses do you have growing?
Aloha.
There?
Yeah. It's a climbing rose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they already mature or not?
Yes, a couple years. Yes.
Okay, and you kind of prune them up a little bit. I mean, take anything.
A little bit and
just a little bit. You don't want to, because otherwise you cut the flowers out. So only cut the damaged stuff off, and maybe some cane that is maybe dead or something like that, or whatever. But if it's a young rose, I guess, you know, you don't have to worry about that. Feed them now with Garden Trust.
Okay.
Check the pH. Make sure that the pH is about 7, 6.5. You know, it actually can be a little lower, I guess. You know, maybe about 6 to 6.5 for the rose.
Okay.
In general, it's higher, I guess, you know, but there's a little bit of sulfur in that Garden Trust, and that will lower the pH a little bit. So I think just a Garden Trust where you live should be sufficient. And then after they bloom, then you do a little minor pruning on it. And let them sprout out again, and then have them bloom again for the second time, and maybe even for the third time if you feed them plenty. So you have to feed them now, and you have to feed them again in the middle of the summertime, or right after you prune them again, after they bloom. And give them a little bit of water in the summertime, but don't water on the foliage, because the climate is easier because they're up in the sky.
Okay, that is.
But feeding is important. The better you feed those roses, and don't use there's liquid fertilizers, because you end up with a lot of green and no flowers. There is a video on the net. You go to RadioGardenSense.com and look at rose feeding, and you'll see that the difference if you feed it with Garden Trust or you feed it with some other fertilizer. You have a lot of green and you have fewer flowers or smaller flowers, and that's the same as with the tomatoes. You can grow a tomato a mile high with barely any fruit, while you can take a tomato in a teeny weeny 4-inch pot, feed it the right way, and you have big tomatoes growing on there. So
okay.
it's a lot of people they use, like when I go to shows too, you see big tomatoes. I said you're feeding it with too much, you know, urea and nitrogen, and you don't want that. You want shorter plants, stockier plants, and big flowers and big fruit.
Okay, and could I also get your opinion on the processed manure? You know, is that good for, would you recommend that at all?
What do you mean processed?
It's
manure?
Like it's been
in a bag, a manure that you buy in a bag, or the manure that you got from the cow.
Yeah.
No. Are you talking about you went to the store and got a bag of manure?
I forget exactly what they call it, but it's basically that.
Did it come in a bag?
So that it doesn't appear to be.
Now, did it come in a bag?
Yes, it did.
It's most likely chicken manure, and you
okay.
don't, and you really don't want to use that for a rose or for a tomato plant, because again, it's all ammonia. It is, and that's a type of nitrogen they don't want that makes them grow green, and no flowers.
Okay.
Rely on the garden trust. You know, a lot of people don't believe that, because I see so many gardens. I mean, they have 50, 60, 70%, because every year they throw manure in there and they throw leaves in there and all that stuff. You know, a normal farm field, you know, the amount of organic material may not be more than 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6%. That's all it is. Like my father used to say, because we grew tulips. And it was almost like this, the soil was like beet sand, and we allowed no more than about 7% organic material in there.
Uh-huh.
And that the hyacinths, they took the higher amount of organic material, and then the tulips a little less. And then after it's been in there for about 2 or 3 years, then we grew carrots in there, and there was almost pure sand, and we grew beautiful carrots in there. But the minute you put too much compost in there, the carrots, they grow like hair, or they're forked or whatever, you know, they're not nice and straight. So you have to be careful not to overdo it. And I write in my notes too, a lot of people, they make a beautiful garden and they grab a handful of that soil and nice and crumbly and dark and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden they plant radishes, or they plant beets, or they plant another root crop, and what happens? Just a bunch of green grows up, and for the rest, nothing. I mean,
I used it for a while, several years, and I just wanted your opinion.
If somebody has a garden and there is a lot of,
I've never tried the garden trust. I'm going to do that.
You better do that, and you'd be amazed.
Stores, or is it what, like?
You go to your garden store, or otherwise. You go to the local garden store, or otherwise go to roozonline.com, or just go to Radio Garden Sense. There's plenty of links where you can buy it.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You bet, Terry. Thank you for calling. 800-721-6003 is the number. 800-721-6003. We got more calls coming up. We will get to Charlie, Mary, and Scott, and Patrick, and Karen, and Jane. Got a load here. And we will get to everybody when we get back on the program, so hang in there. And again, Yas just mentioned RadioGardenSense.com and Rosen's Online, and that will save you a lot of hassle. You don't want to go out to the big box store on the weekend. It's a nuisance. You stand in line all day. You can order it online at RadioGardenSense.com. It is free shipping on all orders over $75. Plus, you get the right products that Yas recommends, and you don't get stuck with a substitute.
That is important, the right product.
Critically
important. Because a lot of people say, oh, we bought a similar product.
Well, you know, the big box stores, often there's a one-size-fits-all, whereas you have the tailored suit, and they have the extra large, medium, or small. So you want a custom-tailored product to your custom-tailored problem.
And no substitutes.
Exactly.
Ever.
RadioGardenSense.com. That's RadioGardenSense.com, where you will find Rosen's Online, 800-721-6003, on the phone right now.
Trees are a valuable asset to your property. Take care of them. Hot summers are hard on trees and shrubs. Feed your deciduous trees and shrubs with Plant Trust. Plant Trust is a complete fertilizer, which not only contains the major elements NPK, but also the minor and micronutrients in the correct ratios to keep your deciduous trees and shrubs fed, with only one application for one full year. Just use Plant Trust with the rate of 2 ounces per foot of height. Apply it within the tree and shrub's drip line. A well-fed deciduous tree or shrub will be more disease and drought resistant and will live longer. Plant Trust is available at rosensonline.com or by calling 800-721-6003 for easy delivery right to your door. That's 800-721-6003 or rosensonline.com. That's ROOZENS online.com.
I have to tell you about three products you should have in your tool set. The first one is called Natural Guard Grub Killer Season Long Grub Control. It controls white grubs, short webworms, bill bugs, cutworms in your lawn, and you apply it late spring to midsummer. The second product is Natural Guard Crawling Insect Control. It contains 85% diatomaceous earth, and it will kill slugs and snails in your hostas if you have problems. If you grow dahlias, earwigs are a problem there, so it controls those. It also controls like roaches, bed bugs, and ants. The third product is Fertilom F-Stop fungicide. Some rainy periods and high humidity in the summertime, you end up with red thread in your lawn, dollar spot, and brown patch. So the Fertilom F-Stop fungicide will stop that. The Fertilom products and the Natural Guard products are available at your independent garden center.
For all of your gardening needs shipped directly to your door, go to rosensonline.com. It's the place to go to find the newest innovative products on the market and the professional products that are not yet available in your area. Rosensonline.com also carries all of the products that Yas recommends on GardenSense. Order now and make sure to have all the products you need. RosensOnline.com is extending the special offer of free shipping for two or more bags of Turf Trust and offers free shipping on all orders over $75. Save time and find all the lawn and garden products you need in one place. Go to RosensOnline.com. That's R-O-O-Z-E-N-S, RosensOnline.com. Place your order and it'll be delivered straight to your door. And don't forget to visit Rosens Online for the Great Gardener Forum, an online community where you can share your gardening experiences and request help anytime you need it. It's all at rosensonline.com.
On Garden Sense, I'm Rick Fowler. Yas Rosen is here. Your questions, of course, make the program. And don't be shy, even if it's kind of a basic 101 type question. We'll take it at 800-721-6003. We got a full house right now. Charlie's next. What's going on, Charlie?
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. I know you probably remember hearing from me before. It's been a while since I called you, though, but you told us the trick about the cutting off the tomatoes when they were diseased and they come back. And you know, it doggone worked, but except we did it a little bit too late.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a couple fruit. We got small fruit, just like you said, Yas. You advised us that if you put too much mulch in there, you'll get tiny fruit, and we got tiny fruit. And so we kind of wasted our...
See, tomatoes are kind of funny. They like a certain types of nitrogen. They like a lot of phosphate, and they like a lot of potassium. And a little bit of lime, of course, but they need available lime because a lot of people say, oh, we throw eggshells on that. It takes 2 years to compost eggshells, you know, so that you put some bonite hydrated lime in your garden. And what I suggest, if you want to grow tomatoes and you have tomatoes all the time, plant a couple of early girls. Then the main crop, you do it after the frost date and use that whopper, that Parks whopper. That is one of the better ones. It's disease resistant. Don't mess around with those heirloom tomatoes. They taste good, but man, you end up with so many diseases in your garden. And after about two, three plantings, you can't grow no tomatoes anymore.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I would forget about those things. So stay with the hybrids. They're just much easier to grow. And then feed them with that garden trust. And again, then you get and give them enough of the potassium. You give them enough of the phosphate. And then you grow nice, stocky, short tomatoes with big fruit. And then space them out a little bit because most people plant way too many plants. One tomato plant will feed a person for the whole summer if you do it correctly.
Well, Yas, let me ask you another question before you have to go. Last year, I must have put a ton of mulch. I spent so many trips hauling mulch and dumping it in there. What effect is that going to have on them this year? Is there anything we can correct?
If you put mulch and mulch and mulch down there, again, you grow big tomato plants and small fruit. I've been saying all the time, and I said it earlier in the show, that the maximum amount of, like in sandy soil, the maximum amount of compost, maybe no more than about 8 or 9% compost, and the rest should be just all the soil.
Yeah.
And I see people have more than 50% compost, and then they wonder why they can't grow tomatoes and why they can't grow peppers and why they can't grow, I mean, peppers are a little more forgiving, but why they can't grow turnips or carrots or stuff like that, because it all turns into nitrogen, and that is the wrong nitrogen, and they grow too big.
And onions won't form any
bulbs. They just make a stalk, and they bloom early, and that doesn't work right. You can't grow no root crops in that type of soil.
Well, I want to ask you
lettuce, if you want to grow lettuce, I mean, it's fine, and like coal crops and all that, fine.
And the squash went crazy.
Squash grows crazy. That's a different plant.
I want to ask you one other thing real quick. If we don't put any mulch this year, will we do better this year?
I think you may do better, or you may want to add sand to the soil and then, do better. But don't keep on, it's in the notes, and I warned that at least, I put it in there at least twice in the fall in the notes, I guess. Do not over-compost. You put too much in there, you'll end up with just a bunch of green. The compost, if you have too much compost, throw it over the lawn.
RadioGardenSense.com. If you need help during the week or any time, you'll find instructional videos. Weekly to-do list is there. And also, if you need a product, you can order it online. Free shipping on all the orders over $75, so you can keep it simple and have it brought right to your door. Mary is next. What is your question, Mary?
Good morning. Last summer, I called in. I bought a house, and there was an awful lot of weeds in the back and a lot of clover. So you suggested spraying with the Speed Zone, which I did, but it was a very dry and hot summer here in Massachusetts. So, I tried to water before I did this with the Speed Zone to make it more effective on the clover. And then I later in the fall, I put down the Water Saver grass seed. But as it started coming through in sections, I got grass seed. But in other sections, I have all these tiny little green leaves covering one whole area, and I don't know if that's clover coming back or if it's something else, but it doesn't seem like there's any grass in that area, so I didn't know what I should do now going forward.
No, you might as well wait a little. It's very cold there still anyhow. Wait till the winter is over. You probably have to wait till the middle of March and then kind of see and identify, and then they start growing a little bit more. But if it's clover or henbit or chickweed, it really makes no difference. We use that same either Weed Beater Ultra or Speed Zone or Monterey Spurge Power to kill those. But you cannot, if you do that, you cannot put seed down. If you have maybe about 80% grass growing, you just feed at the same time as soon as the weather breaks. So in Atlanta, they're probably feeding already. The cool weather grasses, not the warm season grasses, but the tall fescues. And were you in New Hampshire?
No, in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, okay. You probably have to wait at least 3 weeks before you can put fertilizer down, unless the weather kind of turns all of a sudden nice and warm. So as soon as you think the weather breaks, you feed that grass as soon as possible, and then when the temperatures are about, I would say, 55-60 degrees, then you take that auto dial sprayer out and then you spray the weeds and then get rid of the weeds. But if you have 80% grass, don't put seed down anymore. Wait till the fall and touch it up. I know you had a very, very dry summer there. And when you put seed down, it almost like the soil is almost like hydrophobic and it doesn't want to accept moisture. And the soil is so dry, and then the germination may not be as good. And especially when you don't cover the seed, then you'll have, again, less germination. And you just have to kind of touch it up again the fall afterwards. But use plenty of turf trust and do it again about 8 weeks later, and you'll see, you'll end up, if you have 80%, you'll end up at 100%, unless the holes are bigger than, I would say, 12 inches.
800-721-6003 on Garden Sense, 800-721-6003. Scott, what is your question?
Good morning. I had this yard weed. Seems like it's growing even in the winter. It looks like watercress.
That could be this chickweed or henbit. They all kind of look alike when they're young, and it makes it a whole cover. I would just take that Weed Beater Ultra or the Speed Zone, whatever you have, and then wait till it's about 60 degrees and then spray them in the evening with that auto dial sprayer, and they'll be gone in no time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, again, Where do you live? Where do you live, in Maryland?
Virginia.
Virginia, okay. Just feed as early, feed as soon as you can, because whenever the weeds die, the grass fills up. Give it that energy now.
Jane, what's your question on Garden Sense?
Yes. I have a gold thread cypress.
Yes.
It's about 7 feet tall. I wanted to know about pruning and fertilizing.
Feed it now with Plant Trust, and you can cut it. I mean, you don't want to cut it like a Bart Simpson cut. I mean, try to keep the shape a little bit natural, because it's a kind of a not formal plant, I would say. It's kind of a little mount, I guess. But you can cut some of the, just take a little stems out and then kind of almost like a haircut, thin it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it getting too tall and too white?
Both.
Yeah, that's to say, just start taking branches out and then make it smaller like that. But you still have that kind of that hairy openness a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't just take a hedge clipper on the side and on the top, whatever. Don't do that, because then it just doesn't look right, and eventually end up with fungus and burning and all that. You know, thin it out and open it up.
Can I do it any time?
You can do it now. You can do it now.
Do it now.
Yeah, yeah. But feed them at the same time, and then they'll be real pretty, because it just don't let it get too dense.
Mm-hmm.
And just take just look at the branches. When the ones that stick out a little bit too far, just go in there and clip it one at a time, because that plant is not that big anyhow. Just take your time a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and keep on reducing them. It's almost like you have to be a barber, I guess. You know, they thin out your hair, or they just make a Bart Simpson haircut, you know, whatever.
What type of mulch would I use on it?
You can use just any, I would say cypress would be probably the best mulch, because it lets the water through better and it lasts better. And then if you want to have kind of weed issues and you want to keep the weeds out, there's a product called Sweet Peat, and it works very well for like flower beds and also like small rock gardens. And it looks nice, and it also keeps the weeds out.
800-721-6003. More of your calls are coming up on Garden Sense. RadioGardenSense.com. If you can't get through, there's information there. Weekly to-do list, instructional videos, all the product information you need. RadioGardenSense.com.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
What's the name of that grass seed you don't have to replant every year?
Oh, that would be Water Saver with RTF.
Excuse me. You got that grass seed that grows so thick it chokes out weeds?
Yeah, that's the Water Saver.
Hey, what do you call that fescue that repairs bald spots by itself?
It's called Water Saver.
Pardon me, sir. I heard you have some fescue seed that doesn't grow in clumps.
Attention, all grass seed shoppers. The only seed you'll ever need is Water Saver. I repeat, Water Saver. It's the only self-repairing, no-clumping, quick-growing, green-sooner, weed-stopping, low-maintenance, any-weather grass seed on the market. Again, that's Water Saver. Please make a note of it. Water Saver. Thank you.
Hi, what's the name of the grass seed that saves water?
Oh, boy.
Water Saver with RTF. Available now at Ace Hardware, True Value, and Do It Best. Ask for it by name, please.
If you think that all lawn fertilizers are pretty much the same, you couldn't be more mistaken. One product stands head and shoulders above the rest. It's called Turf Trust. And while many have turf as part of their name, after all, that's what it's for, only Turf Trust puts its emphasis on trust. Turf Trust feeds for 12 to 14 weeks and contains all of the elements and micronutrients grass needs to build strong, healthy plants with long roots to survive summer's heat and humidity. You can safely trust in Turf Trust to give you the thickest, dark green lawn you've ever had. No spurt growth after the rain either. How do we know? Our customers tell us every day. Just go to our website, turftrust.net, and look for yourself. You'll find scores of testimonials from people just like you who once were skeptical, but now would never consider using anything else on the lawn they're rightly proud of. Look for Turf Trust Professional Lawn Fertilizer in the purple bag at independent garden centers or buy online.
It won't take too long before the spring is here, and you better look in your shed and see if that earth raised spreader is still in good condition. And if you have an earth raised spreader, maybe use a little bit of that WD-40 just to lubricate it a little bit to make sure it's in working condition. But if you don't have an earth raised spreader, you better run down to the garden center and ask them for the model 2100 or 2050. And if you want to really be bold, I guess get the 2150. If you're a professional, you know, you get those Flex Select series. Those you can put three or four bags in there. You know, they the professional models, they are big. They're made out of stainless steel or powder coated paint. And you can do a lot of spreading with it. If you have just a townhouse, you can use the handheld spreader. That's a small model. If you have like a that's for townhouse models. If the garden center doesn't have the earth raised spreader, just tell them to order it, and then maybe about a week later you'll come pick it up. Otherwise, you go to rozensonline.com or go to Rose and Nursery to pick one up. You know, they're available in the independent garden centers.
Instead of wasting precious gas time and effort running around town, ask the experts at Rosen's Garden Center. Jas Rosen and his staff know every product you hear about on Garden Sense. Maybe you were in the car when a caller mentioned a similar problem and you just couldn't write it down. The solution? Rosensonline.com or 800-721-6003. Ask the expert, then order everything you need directly from Rosen's. R-O-O-Z-E-N-S. Rosensonline.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Garden Sense. Your calls continue, 800-721-6003. I'm Rick Fowler. Jas Rosen handles all of your garden questions. He'll do it right now for you, 800-721-6003. Diane, what is your question today?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. My question is, I had a locust tree cut down, and I have a pile of shavings. What can I do with those shavings?
You may want to keep it in a little pile and compost it for a year, because that's kind of raw. And if you plant plants in there, or you plant grass seed in that place, you know, it all turns yellow, because as it decays, the nitrifying bacteria eat up all the nitrogen, and the plants, they starve, and they tend to get sick and brown, and they just don't survive to the summertime. So I would just kind of remove them, put them in a little pile, and then turn them once in a while, put some to lower the pH a little bit, put some hydrated lime in there, and maybe go to the garden center and get some compost maker and mix it all together and compost a little pile. And in the spot where they where you had the tree, you may want to take some bulk topsoil. So don't take topsoil out of a bag, but you go to the garden center maybe with a trash can or something like that, or something else, or with a pickup, and then get some topsoil and then fill that hole with farm topsoil, and then put some hydrated lime in there, and then mix it all up, and then let it sit there for about a month, and then maybe put a little bit of water saver grass seed down, and then it should be okay. But the first, I would say, couple of months, the grass will grow a little pale, because that those shavings are so raw, they still rob and eat a lot of nitrogen. So it's a little tough for the first couple of months to grow that grass, but use extra amounts of turf trust on there just to keep that hungry nitrification going.
800-721-6003. You can call Jas anytime you need to during the week. You can email him if you go to RadioGardenSense.com. You can check out all the products at Rosen's Online. And also, if you are going to order online, if you just spend $75 or more, the shipping is free. Check it all out at RadioGardenSense.com. 800-721-6003. That is our magic number on Garden Sense. And Jas, one thing. It is time to plan, as you say.
See, planning, I was talking about a little earlier, I guess, in order to have a weed-free, because we talked earlier about weeding and weeds in the lawn, but you can have weeds in your flower beds, you can have weeds in your vegetable garden. I remember after I got married, I guess first thing my wife would say is, vegetable garden. Of course, I tilled a little area. She planted the lettuce, and she planted the whatever she planted that year. And then after about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, the plants grew, the weeds grew too.
And she weeded it once, weeded it twice, and after that it became a weed patch.
Uh-oh.
But you can prevent all that, you know. So what we're going to do is we're going to plant and we're going to have that stuff handy. So in order to have a weed-free vegetable garden or flower garden or even shrubbery beds, you know, and you want to do it the organic way, there is a product that is called Green It, and it's made out of corn gluten liquid. The corn gluten liquid works much better than the corn gluten meal. It's, I would say, double as effective. And then, so what you do is you plant your transplants, and then after the transplanting is done, so your vegetable garden is full, you take that corn gluten liquid spray and you spray it over that area what you want to protect and keep the weeds out. Then after that's done, you mulch it with sweet peat mulch, you know, about maybe about an inch. The sweet peat also, as it kind of decays, you know, it feeds the plants, and the same is with the corn gluten, it feeds the plants. And your flowers will be beautiful and vegetables will be beautiful. And then you have to reapply that corn gluten again about 5 to 6 weeks later. And then you can be assured that you have a fairly weed-free, I would say, flower bed or vegetable garden. All those notes are on the notes to, I mean, what I say now, if you can't kind of absorb all that, you know, you go to radiogardensense.com and you can read them right there.
You know, I tease you a lot and we tease each other, but Yas is a virtual walking encyclopedia when it comes to gardening, and a lot of that information is available to you not only on the show, but at radiogardensense.com. And you've produced a number of videos there, and people can watch the videos, they can check out the PDF files, the whole spring lawn calendar is there, so you can study that, see what you need to stock up on, because what's going to happen is it's going to be cold, and then all of a sudden it's going to be spring, it's going to be nice, you're not going to want to worry about that stuff, like going out and buying it and shopping. Do it now. Get it taken care of now. It is the time to do it. 800-721-6003. Taking your calls. Karen is next. What is your question, Karen?
Good morning. I have a question about bulbs. We have a house in Kilmarnock, Virginia, and for years we have had cannas and gladiolas, lilies, all growing happily together. And lately, for the past few years, the cannas have not been growing well and flowering. We've been re-digging up the bulbs in the fall, putting them in peat moss and putting them back in the ground. And for some reason, the cannas just don't want to come back. What are we doing wrong?
I mean, they probably get dehydrated that you keep them too dry. So you have to, like, when you dig them out of the ground, you probably have to put them in a container, not with soil, but cover them with like sphagnum peat moss and keep them from dehydrating, because a lot of times people keep them too warm, and then it's not like a elephant ear or something like that, or a caladium. They need to be kept dry and warm. A cannon needs to be kept cool and kind of slightly moist a little bit, you know, but I mean not moist and they start growing, but just a little bit of humidity, and then they stay hydrated and then they won't dry up. Because what you're doing is you probably just let them just turn into just something hard and dehydrated, and you just probably most likely store them the wrong way. What I would do is where you live in Virginia.
We do. The house that we have the cannas at is in Kilmarnock, Virginia, so
why don't you just mulch them a little? In that area, you can get by with just mulching them maybe with about 3 or 4 inches, and then just leave them outside. What you ought to do is you ought to cut them back, take a couple layers of newspaper, so cut them flush with the ground, take a couple layers of newspaper, lay that down, and then put the mulch, the 3 inches or 4 inches of mulch over top of it, and keep that moist, and then I'm pretty sure they'll just weather over and they do much better in the ground than you digging them up, because most people just let them dehydrate and then they're dead in the springtime when you plant them. They won't come out right.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Karen, thank you for calling. 800-721-6003. You can use that number during the week, too, if you get in a pinch. If you want to order a product at Rosen's Online, you can put a call in. So you can go to radiogardensense.com. Get the lawn calendar for the springtime, tomato recipe, also any product you need available at Rosen's Online. And it's free shipping on all orders over $75. So keep it simple. Have the materials delivered right to your door, and makes life a whole lot easier that way. If you go to radiogardensense.com and Rosen's Online, that's the way to go.
And we ship it most likely the same day. I mean, 99% of the products that are ordered will be shipped that same day.
800-721-6003 on Garden Sense. Carol, you're next up. Which question?
I'm having trouble with bagworms getting on my Leland pipe in July. I haven't really found anything that will get rid of them.
Okay. Where do you live?
In Culpeper County.
In what state?
Virginia.
Virginia, okay. What you do is about... I would say June the 10th, you take a product that is like a bonite 8, and you spray that tree where you expect the bagworms to be in. You spray them, and then you repeat it about 2 or 3 days later again, and you'll be getting rid of them. You can also use a product for bonite that's called, if you want to do the organic way, is Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew, and that will take care of them too.
800-721-6003. John, what's your question on Garden Sense today?
Hello. I'm just wondering how I can deal with an invasion of clover in a zoysia lawn. It's I tried, you know, Speed Zone, and that was very, very spotty.
You have to do it in a certain time. You know, you do it in early spring, when it's actively growing. Because if you start doing that in the middle of the summertime and it's dry and it's not really actively growing, then you have spotty results. You can also use, and it is a little more effective on clover, that's that Monterey Spurge Power.
Well. That was my question. What temperature I should have outdoors before I start trying to do that?
Let's wait till it's about 60 degrees for about 4 or 5 days in a row.
Okay.
And you have to have moisture present, and of course that's most likely in the spring or the later part of the fall. That's when it works best. But don't go out in the middle of the summertime when it's bone dry and it's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Then it will burn it up, you know, and the foliage will go away for about a week or two, and you'll see them pop up again here and there and everywhere. Another thing is, when you kill the clover, you may want to put some preventer down to keep those seeds from coming up again in August. So use that gallery. So you make an application of gallery in those sunny locations where you have that clover or where you always have clover. Then the clover seeds will not germinate. And the gallery is the only thing that keeps clover from germinating. The other preventers will not keep it from germinating. Like if you use Dimension or Preen or something like that. They don't care about that. They just germinate. So gallery is the only one. And if you have to do that in time, you do that the earlier part of August. So Speed Zone, if you have a heavy infestation of clover, what I would recommend, and you have Speed Zone, then I would make an application in the evening. Use a dial sprayer and then make sure that you don't skip any areas. And put the dial on 1 TBS, that's what the directions say. And then no mowing a day or two before or a day or two after application. And then you wait about 5 days and then you do a second application. And then you should be pretty free of any clover there or any weeds that you'll have.
There is I've heard that a soil deficiency can contribute to this vigorous growth of clover.
But clover can make its own nitrogen, so if you're low in nitrogen, then clover grows like crazy. But anytime when you have open areas, of course clover grows. I mean, clover seed is present, I guess it will grow in there. I mean, clover is pretty adaptable, but feed your lawn with turf crust that is a fertilizer that is complete.
John, how can we help you out today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I listen to you often. The back of our property is on a busy street, and it doesn't look good because, you know, you don't normally go out there to clean it up. But I'd like to put in a row of cedar trees since they're natural to this area. And I'm wondering when's a good time of the year to transplant those, into that location.
As soon as the weather breaks and the soil is not too muddy, you know, that you trample everything, you know, especially when you walk up there and you go to the lawn, I guess that you don't cause any trouble there. So wait till it's a little firmer and it is a little bit of warmer. And of course, you know, do you have already the plants lined up? Or do you know what you're going to plant?
Yeah, they're growing in, all around the area.
You mean the Leyland cypress, what you're going to plant?
No.
Oh, the red cedar?
Red cedar is native to here.
Yeah, that can be planted. Yeah. As I say, just locate them, and then as soon as the weather breaks, you know, start planting. That'd be fine. So the earlier, the better.
One other question. I have a sugar maple in the front yard. It's not very big yet, maybe 20 feet. But each year that I've lived here, the last 2 years, the leaves come out, and within a month, they've got brown spots all over the leaves.
Are you using weed killers nearby that tree?
No.
Because it a lot of other times, you know, the root system is very shallow. And then when they use like weed and feeds or lawn weed killers nearby, that the dicamba in there kind of hurts the roots. And then you end up with spots.
2 feet in diameter.
You mean the tree is 2 feet?
The tree is about 5 inches in diameter, and there's a mulch ring around it.
But the mulch ring around it, that is just because of it's partially shaded, and maybe the tree is planted in too much shade, or it doesn't get enough sunlight. What you need to do is you may want to spray the tree.
Afternoon.
It only gets sun in the afternoon?
Yes.
Yeah, probably has frog eye fungus, you know, that what you have to do is before they sprout out, you have to spray the tree with Monterey Liquid Cop to kill those overwintering spores.
Okay.
And then feed the tree with some extra plant trust. And then you may want to do a little pruning on some of the bigger trees to open it up a little bit, you know, to have a little more air circulation, a little more sunlight, so the leaves dry up in time so that fungus won't be going to town.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
The frog-eyed fungus?
Yeah, they get some maples, especially red maples, you know.
Hadn't heard that one before. Learn something new every day. Everything you want to know about weed prevention and your lawn is available at RadioGardenSense.com. Get the lawn calendar. It is there for you. Weekly garden tips on the drop-down menu on the homepage. And, of course, when you need a product, do not accept a substitute. Order it online. RadioGardenSense.com and Rosen's Online. The number 800-721-6003. Thank you very much for being with us this weekend, and we will see you next week on Garden Sense.
You've been listening to an encore presentation of Garden Sense.